And welcome to What Are You Talking About, episode 19. My name is Declan McCarthy, and with me as always is...
me. Alex.
Me. So,
yeah, what was that last night that you told me like that?
Ode to Joy by me.
You have a lot of spare time.
And somehow I'm still going to fail my exam.
So, we recorded a podcast last week, but something went wrong. The internet went off while it was saving, so it saved a random 5 minutes of Alex talking about politics, which was wrong, apparently, which you told me.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of good that that didn't work, but it means we have a lot to talk about. So,
It was 3 hours long, the podcast we did before.
More like 43 minutes of it.
5 minutes of it we got, but that was 3 hours of it.
So, we'll quickly go through all the stuff that we talked about last week. And if you want, we can do... shall we talk about Avengers, like, fully? As in, spoiler full. Okay, so... spoiler alert. So, we'll talk about Titanic 3D. So, they released that, we went to see that in... while we were on a break. What did
on
you think?
Holiday.
Well,
on a break. We're on vacation.
Well, last week we recorded and it didn't work. The week before you had an exam, so you were late, and then because we were going to see Avengers straight after. Then you went on holiday to London on one of the weeks. I wasn't feeling too well on two of them, but everything's okay and we're back now. So, we'll talk about Titanic 3D. So we saw that, pretty much...
15th of April we saw it on.
Was it?
I don't know. yeah, it was because it came out on the 14th.
So, basically it was released in 3D. Alex, what was your verdict? Did you enjoy it or did you not? Because you said you do enjoy the film. You enjoy the part with the violins and...
I don't enjoy it.
Well, the band...
It's very depressing.
Well, yeah, but you...
Yeah.
I thought the 3D was good.
No.
No, because for a conversion.
No.
Well, I thought it was good. So we went to see that. Yeah. Also, I showed you...
spoilers, Jack dies at the end of it.
Okay. also, in, like, real news, they're actually building a second Titanic, which I think that's...
fine, Australia.
Yeah, I think... I like how it's that information that you retain flying Australian.
Okay.
So, it's not made by Foster's, but apparently it's going to do the same maiden voyage as the original. I just think it's a bad
idea.
I think
at the exact same point as well.
You said that last time.
I know. Well, they didn't hear it last time, did they?
So
I had to get it across the street, which has been used.
So, I also recently showed you the American Pie films. You enjoyed them, didn't you?
They're alright.
So we went to see American Reunion.
We're going through these. They're alright.
Well, yeah, because you don't elaborate.
What is it there? The humour is simple.
In American Reunion?
American Pie films, I think, in general, are quite...
yeah, but it's funny. Simple. You were laughing
I like
all
the,
of them that we watched.
I like some of the scenes which differ, I think, is the funny part.
In which all of them are?
Yeah. Like when Stifler you have two in his mouth.
Yeah, Stifler is the funniest one out of all of them, but I think the others are funny.
I
think the first one...
I prefer in comedy, I prefer wit.
Yeah,
rather than titty jokes.
Yeah,
titty jokes!
Yeah, you like sort of... you don't really like sort of innuendos.
I just find them pretty...
well, they're not really into any of
No, I find them... I just find sexual jokes rather just predictable. Because I'm so intelligent, I get to the first line before they even have to finish.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like, in the first one with the pie, when he gets caught, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to say the first one.
Yeah, and, no, he says we ate it all. Thinking of the Kevin Bishop show when they did a thing on that. No, and with the super glue and the videotape, and you know, like with the shaving of the I think the people who steal the show in those shows are Stifler and Jim's dad. They're like the main funny two. The others are funny.
Yeah. What annoyed me about Jim, and I have to say, he's a weak. He's weak.
That's what I have to say.
He's just. I don't like him.
Alright. Well,
poor Nadia.
I think the first one's really good. I think the second one lacks something. It's good.
Which is the second one?
The one where they have the party at the beach house. And
yeah,
he realises he loves Michelle.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. I mean, you know, like, the people that meant rubber dicks and...
Oh, yeah. The bit which... I thought what sort of... Room one of the jokes is, you know, when they go, "You're up for PD!"
Yeah.
That, and he goes, "I have big balls." I thought that was quite. He was true.
I have such
a mature sense of humour.
And then I think the third one's funny. It's funny than the second one because it's more stifler.
Mm.
And you don't have Oz in that one, which is. I don't know why they didn't get the character Oz back. They kind of explain it in the fourth one. They go,
Oh, yeah.
I missed your wedding. I wasn't going to miss this.
Yeah, because I...
What did you think of the overall reunion, though? I thought it was good.
I quite liked the bit when it was doing his little dance competition.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's very sort of cringy.
Yeah. I think there would be no more wars if people just danced.
Just dance.
And, I thought it was good how they got them all back together.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I enjoy the other films and the characters in them, and I thought Stifler was funny as you know, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like physical comedy, like when he's surfacing out the water.
I like that part. Yeah.
And so I thought that was really good, so I recommend seeing that. And of course,
what would you rate it out of 10?
I would probably say, because I love the others, I would probably say an 8 out of 10.
I'd say 7.
Yeah, but that's because I really like the other ones.
Mm.
And this one was good. It was good.
Yeah, it's not difficult to watch it.
Mm, it's, you know.
Oh god, staring at the screen, my word.
You mean you have to
think. So taxing. Yeah, it's not sort of like oh god, what's going on? Oh, that's scary.
Oh, I don't like it.
It's just funny and
it's easy watching in a way.
Mm,
I like the first one, which is a bit more cringy. It's like, oh god,
you cringe at a lot of the stuff that's really funny.
Sperm.
How's the pale ale? don't do that.
Yeah, I can't find that bit's funny. Wrong.
Nutty. So I thought it was really good. I liked how, I didn't think it was going to be that funny. I was a bit worried at that, because I thought, you know, like some films, how they show all the funniest parts in the trailer. So I was a bit worried about that, but no, I thought it was funny, and, you know, the mouth that got away and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and, the Shermanator.
Yeah.
Turkey for Shermanation. But the main sort of film that we've seen recently, twice, is The Avengers, so we're going to do a run by that. So if you haven't seen it, where have you been?
where have you been, dude?
I know, but that film...
Not even children in the womb have an excuse to not see this film.
It's surpassed the 200 million mark already.
Yes, my mum said that. It's become the most...
Yeah, it's...
new thing ever.
Opening weekend.
Yeah.
So that's higher than Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
God.
Which is good. I was surprised at.
I'm not particularly fond of Harry Potter.
They ruined my childhood.
They ruined it.
So we're going to go through that. So basically, you've got the. Do you know? Well, first off, do you know why Spider-Man isn't in the Avengers?
Because the Avengers was put together first, and Spider-Man came in second.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because of the rights, because I think Paramount own the movie rights for Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, and...
Captain America.
Yeah. And Sony own the rights for Spider-Man, I think. I'm sure that's right.
Okay.
But they can do crossovers like that, even with that, because Freddy vs. Jason, that's a Paramount... it was a Paramount property, Friday the 13th. Later on in the series, they sold it to New Line, and New Line also owns Nightmare on Elm Street. But they had to still have a collaboration because of the character came from Paramount. They had to sort of make a deal to split the earnings, basically. And they've also done it with Alien vs. Predator, they've had a crossover. But even though, like, you know, that was in the comics, and but they still had a crossover with that. But, it can happen, and I hope it does, actually, with Spider-Man, because...
I said what?
Because, he's... Well, it was one of, depending how this film goes, one of my favourite Avengers was. But with the past
Thor,
what?
Iron Man,
Thor and Iron Man,
you mean Black Widow? Well, oh, you mean
him. Well, we'll get into it. So
Hawkeye,
we've just the premise of Avengers basically, you've got Iron Man from Iron Man 1 and 2, Hulk from The Incredible Hulk, Thor from Thor, and Captain America from Captain America First Avenger. And basically the film, because you would have, do you think you would have had to seen, see, we have seen them all, but do you think you would have had to have seen Iron Man 1
to appreciate it?
To understand it and appreciate it.
No, because
I would say to some extent, like, you wouldn't get some of the
references. I didn't. I'm struggling with my sentences.
No, go on.
I'd anyway completely forgotten that they were all interlinked.
But you can remember the, because you've seen the films. You know the story of Tony Stark and of the Hulk and Thor. You know, so do you think you would have had to have seen that to get speed, like, oh right, okay, this guy's...
I think with small bits and bobs, like with that girl who says we moved her to a safe island and...
Jade from Thor, yeah.
Yeah.
and stuff like
that. And with the Tom guy, is it? The one who dies.
It's Tom...
The oh, agent.
Phil.
Phil.
Yeah. Spoilers. Yeah. Well, we already said spoilers, so...
Yeah.
So, basically, the film starts off with... you see Loki from Thor has arrived... Well, no, first you get sort of like an introduction about the Cube, which we've seen in...
The Cube!
Yeah, I did think for Transformers with that, but...
It has shaped us all! something, and now it's...
You didn't know that off by heart once.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
No,
well, anyway.
But we were already too late.
Well, it starts off with like the Cube, and basically you saw it in Captain America, and you know.
So you saw it in captivity.
And you see the
keep that Patrick back.
Well, he was in Captain America.
He's having mood swings.
And references were in the other films, but basically it's a power source.
Yeah. Unlimited.
Yeah, and basically in the film they're trying to harness the power.
Yeah,
and it's already in the shield base.
Yeah,
and basically, the cubes become active. It always becomes active before something bad happens.
Well, but, why can't it be friendly? Why can't it just work?
So but while we're getting this introduction about the Cube, we hear about this army called the Chitauri, which aren't really in the Marvel Universe, but they're similar to something called Skrulls, which are apparently shapeshifters in the Marvel Universe, and they're apparently kind of based on them, but loosely, because...
I would not have thought that.
Yeah, so...
Aren't Skrulls meant to be green?
I'm not sure, but...
Party
so... I was a bit worried when I heard it was an alien army, because I thought, I remember reading a press thing saying that it was the Red Skull was going to be involved in the Avengers, and you don't really see him, well you don't see him, but there's a link to it from Captain America with the Hydra weapons, and basically you find out that Loki, it made me laugh, because in the S.H.I.E.L.D. base they're basically studying it, and Nick Fury says, who's the leader of S.H.I.E.L.D., says, to Hawkeye, what do you think of the Cube? And I don't think Hawkeye would be as smart, but he says, the thing about doors is they open from the other side.
That's not true.
Well, one-way doors. So,
what if it's not a fire door?
Yeah. So, So basically,
got to push the handlebar down.
Loki arrives and he starts taking over some of the Shield's agents with this staff that he's been given, and he takes over Hawkeye and he takes over Selic, who's the guy from Thor, and
they told me so much. I'm so happy now.
Oh yeah, I thought you were talking to me then. Okay.
Who's they? The eternal question.
So, I thought you were in the Doctor Who, you know, like the last question or whatever, where the question
is the final question. What is his name?
what the hell are you called? But anyway, so
Willis.
I like how Nick Fury tries to take the cube and walk out, even though he starts like, and basically we find out that Loki wants to sort of take over the Earth, and he's made a pact with these aliens called the Jatari, who are led by, well, we think they're led by someone called the Other in the title credits. And I wonder what that was. So, Loki takes the cube, and then Nick Fury
gets shot.
Oh, well, yeah, he does get shot. And they escape, and the base basically gets blown up, because the base becomes unstable, because of the power of the cube.
It's that portal that Loki came through.
Yeah, the energy.
And said, it's spiking.
He wants to bury him like the pharaohs of old.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah.
What a nice comment.
No, I just wanted to kill you. So basically the Nick Fury
gets out
and the Loki escapes, but he initiates the Avengers initiative. So then we get to see sort of like we see Captain America,
who's punched back,
yeah, and destroying it, thinking about the war and stuff. And basically, he gets recruited by Nick Fury to join the Avengers Assembly. And you know, basically, he's a bit bitter. he's a bit bitter about the fact that. Everybody knows he's dead. So, you know, he says something like, oh, I doubt anything else could surprise me. And he says, like, oh, give me,
$10.
Yeah. And then, apparently the reason it's only $10 is because, you know,
that's
like,
what he had on
him. No, because the difference in money, like it would have been a lot more. That's why it's only $10 is like £5.
Right.
So anyway.
I would have even bet £1.
Well, no, it's not like £5, it's like £6.
£6 would fill a pence.
But, you're not far off, actually.
Oh, jeez.
So.
I checked the Financial Times every day!
No, recently I checked. Oh. So.
This very morning.
No, last week. Okay. But anyway. So. Basically, he joins,
yeah,
and he's sort of our entrance into the Avengers, because like he's the first one we meet. Plus the fact that because he's behind and doesn't know, we sort of find out stuff through him, and then we get Agent Romanoff, Black Widow.
Yeah.
What was that smile? You like? And we see I thought that was quite a cool little fight scene, you know, with the chair. Yeah. How they used the chair. How she's been captured, but she's basically still interrogating them because she's like, "Oh, these idiots are telling me everything."
Yeah,
and he's like, "I don't understand."
she's a psychologist.
So basically, Phil, who's the Agent Coulson's his name. Through the rest of the films, we've known him as Agent Coulson, but in this one, we find out his name's Phil.
I'm so happy.
And he basically says, "Oh, we need you to get the big guy," and she thinks she's talking about Stark, but she's talking about the Hulk. So she goes to India, where he is, and
he is.
Please. You're like a bad actor.
Please.
Well, a bad Indian actor.
I have starred in many Bollywood film sections. I am Shilpa Shetty's right hand man.
So, as far as you know who Shilpa Shetty is?
She was on Big Brother.
That's the only thing you know because of the whole,
situation. Yeah.
So, basically, he's working as a doctor, the Hulk, Bruce Banner.
Not the Hulk, so, you wouldn't have the Hulk as a doctor, not this year.
So, basically, he gets tricked by this little girl who says something like, oh, my
dad's dying.
So, he follows the little girl.
No, it feels right.
God, Alex. And basically, he gets taken to like this house where Black Widow is.
Welcome to my nest.
So, basically, like, I liked the fact that, like, he was like, you know, he said, oh, does Fury want the monster? And,
he's always trying to big himself up. He's like, me on a tin submarine, that's not a good idea. You don't want me on this spacecraft, you don't want me. Don't make me angry. I am on.
So,
I'm a badass.
I liked the scene where, while they're talking, like, you know, he gets angry and she pulls a gun from under the table.
I just hear what you do.
Yeah. I like how he always does the hands thing. He's like, so there's a sneak fury. What are we doing?
Caressing my hands.
So,
greasy hands.
Basically, like, she has the place around it anyway, but, just in case. But, so eventually he gets on board because he doesn't really have a choice. Because he doesn't want to Hulk out. So, basically, we get to Captain America being taken on the Shield base, which I'm sure it's called the Valiant or the Valor. And basically, we find out Coulson's a fan of Captain America.
Yeah, massive fan. That's all they ever wear, isn't it? Captain America has a uniform.
Yeah.
His undergarments to his uniform.
Well, that's like saying the Hulk always wears purple pants.
Well, that's favouritism of colour. That's fine.
So,
that's not his fault. We got given those trousers by that man.
By multiple people.
In this film, you're going to get given a pair of ones.
So, we find out he's a fan.
Ed Norton. He gets fired for 5 minutes.
So, we find out he's a fan of Captain America. He gets taken on the Valiant. And... Yeah. Well, the Shield base, and we find out that, well, like you said, Banner picks himself up because they think it's a submarine.
And he goes, me and a pressurized cabin. Well, that's it, sir. And he goes, okay, me and a plane.
So then, basically, we find out it's a floaty ship.
Mm.
And,
it's a flying ship.
And he's like, oh, that's not a good idea either. It's even worse.
We've had those before, really, yeah.
What?
Not Peter Pan, Dave.
What?
The flying ship in Peter Pan.
There's a flying ship in Doctor Who, what's your point?
I haven't thought of that one.
So, I raised a good point when it goes invisible is how do the pilots know?
Yeah, the planes see it.
Or the civilian planes that don't know it's there.
And we're going in for a
So, then we sort of get introduced to Tony Stark again. I don't like Pepper Potts in that. She seems like, in the other film, she was like against the sort of slutty girl, to put it frank. And then in this one, she becomes the slutty girl, kind of. Well, slutty, but. Yeah, but it's just like, she's like having to go at other girls for like wearing that stuff. Yeah, in the other ones. Like, right in the first one, when she's like, oh, my job is to take out the trash. When she's talking to that girl, meaning in her.
Throws herself off the start building.
So, then so then when they get inside, he pays him the $10, Nick Fury, because he's seen something he wouldn't believe.
Red hair dye. Shocked.
Actually, she did change her hair, Black Widow, because in the other
one... It was longer, wasn't it?
Well, it was longer and curlier, but it was also, it wasn't red, it was, I think it was a dark brown. But anyway, so, then we also get introduced to Stark by, we find out that Agent Coulson's name is Phil, and in the second Iron Man, we found out he's going to be a consultant, which means he's going to look in on the different superheroes and decide if they're worthy for the Avengers. And, then we find out he's built this Stark Tower out of the art reactor, and it's self-sustaining for a year, apparently. So then,
That'll become important in the other film.
It was important in this film.
Oh, it was, yeah.
So,
I wish you know they could only keep that gate open for a year.
So, the, I'm trying to think, so then the only other person who wasn't there is Thor, really, that's not there. So basically, they find out that Loki's in Germany, and he needs to get this iridium, I think it was called.
Yeah, I'll remember.
Thank you. To keep the portal open, because basically Loki's plan is he wants the Earth, so he's made a pact with the Jatari to basically get the Earth, but he has to let them through, and they'll fight the battle for him to get Earth, but once he's got Earth, they have the cube.
They must have another plan.
So... Hawkeye and Selica helping Loki, and Selica's like, it's brilliant! It's what I've always wanted!
They've shown me so much!
I love you! And then we find out that S.H.I.E.L.D. has enemies, and that's why they've got so many people to help them. So basically they need this iridium, and apparently it's where an opera, or whatever it is, it's where this evening's being held.
Yeah.
And then basically Tony Stark's not with the Hulk and Captain America, but Captain America goes to try and stop Loki. And basically Hawkeye helps kill the security and they take the iridium. I thought Loki used his staff very well to knock out the guards. I thought, I like that. And then he sort of transforms into his sort of Asgardian wear.
Yeah.
But what made me laugh is they're in Germany and no one spoke German. He's like, we don't stand up to men like
you. Last time we had a person like you, yeah.
No, that was because of America who said that. Because last time we had someone who stood, you know.
Well, we have that German guy as well.
Yeah, he's like, we're gonna listen to me, like,
but we won't.
So they all bow, because they all like kneel because he's like because Loki wants to rule the Earth, so that of course means humanity.
He wants to start off with Germany.
Yeah, and it made me laugh because when he made multiple copies, the other copy sort of like shimmered, so you see sometimes that it's not there and then it's there. So why didn't they just run through the coffee? But anyway, so they all like kneel, and basically Loki's about to kill this German who stands up to him. And then as he shoots, Captain America blocks it with his shield and knocks Loki over. He goes, last time I was in Germany, we stuck up to
you all.
I shot your ancestors.
Well, I cut his head off with my shield.
Yeah, but so he says something like, we stuck up to a man like you. So he's referencing Hitler, of course.
Yeah, actually.
Or Hydra. Either way. So, I liked how they sort of fought, even. I liked that sort of fight between Loki and Captain America, because I thought that was pretty good. Because really, Captain America really only has his shield, and that's all he can use. And other than blocking stuff and throwing it, that's all he can really do, except punch. But, because like in the Captain America film, he uses a pistol, and I sort of like that, and even in the comics he has another weapon and does other things.
A magic hammer!
So, basically, Tony Stark comes to help, and I liked his entrance with playing the AC/DC on the... Shoot to Thrill and then landing.
I thought it was going to be Dress to Kill.
Dress to Kill!
What a kill! Too many women, too many pills!
Well, that is the actual word. But, so basically, they capture Loki. And they go on the little sort of plane to go back to S.H.I.E.L.D. And then, as soon as they went, As soon as I saw a flicker of light, I was like, here he comes! Because...
Mr. UFO!
How do I even know? But, because... I think Thor... I don't know why. I mean, I love... Thor and Iron Man are like my favourite sort of Marvel movies slash characters at the moment. So... Like, I was really looking forward to seeing Thor in this one. So as soon as they saw the first flash of lightning, and then like 2 seconds later they go, oh, what's all this lightning? I knew Thor was going to appear. So he lands on the plane, he takes Loki, and jumps out the plane, and then basically Stark follows them. Because he's got his jets. But that made me laugh. The Captain America is like, I'm going to parachute. He's going to land miles away. And it's going to take him longer to get there. So basically, you hear that Thor had. You hear that. What's Thor's father called?
Odin,
yeah. He had to use dark magic to get him here, because in Thor, the Bifrost is the only way to get anywhere, and at the end of the film, it was destroyed. So, I like that sort of talk that they had, like, he's like, we bought you, brother. He's like, come back to Asgard. And he's like, but I like it here. I thought Tom Middleton was actually really good as Loki in this, because in Thor, he was good, but he wasn't sort of that evil, and because, like, what happens to him at the end, you sort of get that transition into sort of a dark Loki, if you get me. And basically, like, Iron Man appears, and I like that when he goes, listen to me, brother. And then Iron Man, like, tackles Thor and off the mountain, he goes, and listen. So then Iron Man and Thor fight, and I thought this fight was good because. I thought, you know, it's good to show
the strength of
all of them.
Well, like, yeah, but like when Thor was crushing his the arms.
Yeah.
And then when he like reduces his power to 400%, he gets full that's new.
Reduces? You mean increases?
Does it increase?
Alex, that's why he goes. That's why the blast is so powerful, you idiot. That's why he says power has increased.
Oh, but...
No, why would it decrease?
I sucked energy away, and it's like, oh, I've got so much power.
So basically,
I've got so much power.
In the fight, Thor uses lightning to hit Iron Man, and it by accidentally increases his power to 400%, and then he gives him a big blast. I thought it was good how they like both flew together and. In battle. It was a lot better than Deathly Hallows with Voldemort and Harry when they were in the air battling.
So, Ed Bond went to scream
at me. So, yeah, that's a good reference actually. Well done.
I saw that. I've actually seen that.
So have I, Alex. Google Images.
No, the original.
The original.
Sotheby, maybe. In London before they sold it. Do you know how much it went for?
A quid.
£73 million.
Okay. So,
that's interesting!
Okay, I'm not disputing with that. So, I like how, like, you know, how Iron Man headbutted Thor and then Thor headbutting him back even harder. And
yeah, and he's more strong, he's stronger.
Yeah, and Captain America with the.
America!
Yeah,
America!
With the. With the hammer and the shield and how it. How it just deforests. The whole area, because it's basically, you know, an unstoppable object with the immovable force.
Well, I know what wins.
Nothing.
An unstoppable object, because we came to the conclusion that Thor should join them.
What?
Yeah.
So basically, they both
in the game.
They take Loki back to the base.
Why do I get the feeling that he's the only one who wants to be here?
That was a really bad Nick Fury impression, but anyway.
Stereotypical black man.
So, they take you to the base, and we find out that, I like the bit where, with the Black Widow, sort of interrogation of Loki.
What does he call her?
It's quivering a quivering
squib.
Mule.
Squib.
It's a, I'm sure it's a quivering mule, but we'll get to that in a bit. So basically, like, she...
No, we're here now!
Basically, like, Loki's taunting her, saying, like, oh, I have Hawkeye, and how they're friends and stuff.
What does he mean by red?
A red in the ledger. Yeah. It means like I've got a lot of bad in my past to get rid of, basically.
Mm, I thought so.
So basically, she says,
"You opened, you killed them all."
So he says like some incidences that he knows about, and like it sort of shocks.
He doesn't really come across as being that powerful in a way, Loki. I thought it would be good if he Hawkeye hadn't told him that he could just sort of delve.
No, I liked that because
Loki's that shows he has more control over him, doesn't it?
Well, Loki's mischievous, and I like how he sort of used that to sort of, like, you know, scare and stuff.
Yeah.
So, then I like the fact that she was sort of interrogating him again, like, in the beginning. And she finds out...
I think he used her so he could get the Hulk out.
Well, anyway, he wiped the Hulk out. That was the whole aim. So she said to the others, "Oh, we've got to keep Banner calm."
Mm.
Did work.
Yeah. So, like, "Yeah, I used you."
So, basically...
I catch you, bitch.
So they have like a. So she goes, "Oh, thank you for your cooperation." And then he calls her a quivering mule. I'm sure it's a quivering mule.
Hmm.
And that's an old Shakespearean term for cunt. And that's actually. I'm surprised that was in the film because I thought that was some. Oh, it's an Outer Guardian reference or something.
Hmm.
But no, it's an actual Shakespearean word for that.
Hmm.
So basically, they tell Banner, and Captain America's found out that. They talk about this phase two in the film, and they find out that it's sort of objects, weapons that are made
objects.
that are made from the cube's power.
And
Captain America sees the Hydra weapons and that they've taken them and got them to make research on. And Iron Man Tony Stark finds out that they've got like. You know, bombs and stuff. So, basically, the staff's in the room that all of the Avengers are in, that all the Avengers are in.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's making them all argue. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought some of the lines were good in here, like, Captain America says, "Oh, everything's a joke to you." And then he goes, "Funny things are."
Yeah.
And I love the Thor bit where he goes, "You humans, you're so petty."
Yes.
Puny.
Petty.
And then, and like with Banner talks about how he tries to
put it on the suit.
Yeah, then Captain America starts to try and fight Iron Man.
No, Captain America starts to want to fight Tony.
Which is Iron Man.
No!
So.
Excuse me, let's keep my voice down.
So then, basically, they all realise it's the staff. And the base gets hit by Hawkeye. And they're basically trying to rescue Loki. And Iron Man and Captain America go and try and start one of the engines, which they've just blew up. And you find out if two of the engines fail, then they're gone.
So can't they just like, project some wings out as well? And they just glide.
Still a little crash, Alex.
Glide.
Yeah, but when you glide, you still hit the ground.
Yeah, but you glide.
Yeah, it'll slow down some of the speed, but yeah, not a lot of it.
You glide.
So anyway, they go and try and fix that out. And basically, Hulk starts to get angry because they sort of crashed. And Banner. And then you find out that Nick Fury's created a sort of cage for the Hulk. And basically, it'll drop out the ship. And when it, of course, lands, it'll crash. And they hope it'll kill him if he Hulks out. But they can't. He sort of Hulks out with Black Widow and they're both trapped. And, he chases her and makes a mess. And then Thor, I liked the Thor and Hulk fight. I thought that was pretty good. Hulk catches the hammer, of course, because he's not only one person wields the hammer. So his hand, the hammer drops to the floor and he can't lift it up. And stuff like that.
Hulk actually uses it against Thor in one cartoon.
Does he?
He does, he picks up his fight and hits him with it.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, in other comics, only one.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there have been many variations of every single comic. But, so, basically, I like the jet bit with the Hulk, where they send a jet to sort of shoot at the Hulk.
Don't get too close now, he's about to
fly. And then, basically, the Hulk jumps on the jet. And I like the bit when he starts to trash up the thing, and the guy pulls the parachute, and then the Hulk grabs the parachute, and it looks like he's going to actually kill him. And which they have done comics where the Hulk kills people, but he throws him, and the parachute opens. Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
And then Thor goes to see on Loki, and Loki traps him in the Hulk's cage.
Mm.
And he drops him from the ship, and basically the Hulk... Thor has to smash out of the cage, which he does just in time.
Naturally.
And then basically...
The suspense created.
Yeah, so basically Captain America and Iron Man get the Valiant back online, and Loki escapes. And basically, while Loki's escaping, you see Agent Coulson trying to stop him. And you find out that they use the technology of the destroyer in Thor to make a weapon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, I like that, where he goes, even I don't know what he does. And then when he shoots him, he goes, oh, that's what he does. But he shoots Loki, but yeah, Loki stabs him, and he dies. But however, there's been something on the internet where they've said, oh, maybe he's not dead, because they said, like, maybe S.H.I.E.L.D.'s taken him, like, to, you know, like...
For a higher purpose.
No, but, like, you know when they may have taken him and saved him and not told the others, as a sort of...
Tony would know.
But they could do that. They've done it. I've seen it done in other films. I think of Halloween.
Yeah, but Michael can't die.
Yeah, but she actually does. In H20, you think that you believe that she kills him, and then in Halloween Resurrection, which is terrible, they just shit on a good Halloween. And in the next one, you find out it's an orderly that Michael swapped masks with and ran off. So, but
walked off more like.
Well, yeah. But so they get the Valiant online, and basically Nick Fury uses his manipulation to he gets
and one eye.
Yeah, to he soaks some of the Captain America cards in blood, and he says, "Oh, this is what he had in his pocket to remind them that he, you know, he believed in them." And then they sort of rally up and get together. And then, like, you find out that useless woman in the film, who's apparently Nick Fury's second in command, but she doesn't do anything. She goes, "Sure, those cards were in his locker." And he goes, "Sometimes they need a push." So,
oh God, crazy cunt.
So, basically, you find out that Loki's set up the portal to let the Chitauri through
on Stark Tower.
On Stark Tower. Using the arc reactor.
Mm-hmm.
And Selic's there and Hawkeye. And basically, no, Hawkeye's back in the base, but they've got him back under
his
own control. And then...
he's independently thinking.
Yeah. And then, basically, Stark can get there before the rest of them. So Stark goes in to his tower and sees Loki, and they have a little chat.
Yeah.
And basically, he's getting the Mark 7 ready to, you know, fight and stuff. And I love the line delivery when he says something like, "Who's to stop me?" He goes, "The Avengers." And he goes, "That's what we call ourselves, Earth's Mightiest Heroes."
It's no big deal.
So basically, he gets the new suit on, and the portal's opened, and basically, the rest of the movie is them fighting the Chitauri.
And then Banner just turns up on a bike.
Yeah, that means, yeah. There's some good bits, like Thor uses his lightning on
the portal to close it up a bit. Not to close it up, but to keep them back.
Yeah, to shoot lightning through the portal.
Mm.
And I can't remember what building it's like. It's in New York. It's not the Empire State Building.
Chrysler.
Like, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Chrysler.
And then, you know, Iron Man, you get to see like a cool part where...
flies into the
Yeah, like there's these whale like worms. Robotic arm, robotic.
Are they robots or are they actual living things? Because when the ship blows up, they all just go.
Well, that's the thing because, because the Chitauri look like aliens that they got armor on, and the whales look sort of robotic. But in one of the scenes when Iron Man goes, when they take down one of them, you sort of see like flesh.
Yeah, so it's a living thing with armor.
So I think they're both living things, but with armor on.
You think it might be like, they might need the armor to survive?
Maybe something like that, or something's connected to a ship to make them survive. So anyway, you see like Iron Man, he uses the suit like, well, like, I like the bit where he lands on the ground, shoots a couple of people with Captain America and then flies off. And,
yeah.
And Hawkeye was only like the sort of the red herring for me. It was like the sort of, you know, because he's just on one roof, like, shooting. And that's.
Can't if there are any sort of, you know, patterns forming. Well, they're all flying in a straight line. Okay, dude.
And then,
there
like,
are a couple of stragglers.
Even like Black Widow. Stragglers. Stragglers. Yeah. So, you see, even like Black Widow uses her sort of powers.
She doesn't have any.
Well, like, you know. With
the gymnastics.
Yeah.
Shooting.
Yeah. And, Captain America was sort of. I didn't think he was as good in this fight. Like, once you've seen, like, the shield being thrown 100 times, it's just sort of. You know,
there's a new trick I've been working on.
Yeah.
It comes from behind.
So, that's what she says.
I'm not impressed.
So then, basically, the Hulk smashes on Earth, and he gets helped out by this man. I'm surprised it wasn't Stan Lee. I'm surprised that wasn't a Stan Lee cameo. So, he rides back in on the bike, and Tony's saying, like, oh, let me know where the Hulk is, you know, when he arrives back. And he arrives back. And then I liked it when the Hulk starts walking off to the whale. He goes, don't you sort of get angry? He goes, best by secret. I'm always angry. And then I like how when he turns around, as he's turning around, he's all ready to transform him. And then as he impacts, he's just become the Hulk with this whale thing. And you see some good moments, like, I like the bit where you see one of the parts where Thor and Hulk are on a whale, they take it down, and then when they crash, they're both sort of like that, and then Hulk punch. Yeah.
They can't see the both like that.
Yeah. And then Hulk, punches him. And that was quite a good laugh. And before, I like the line before, I forgot to say where.
Hulk smash.
Yeah. No, not that line, because that's used a billion times in the other Hulk film. No, when they're on the Valiant and Ban says something like, oh, Loki's crazy and then a bag full of cats. And then he goes, Thor says something like, hey, have respect, he's an Asgardian, he's my brother. And then Agent Romanoff says, he just killed 8 people. Yeah, 8 people. He goes,
80.
No, 8 people.
No, it's 80.
I will literally go on IMDb quotes right now and read the whole line right now. Okay. IMDb. Scroll down. Because I literally looked up the quote the other day. Do you want to, like, flop on the laptop? So, the Avengers.
8.7?
No.
That's our reviewing.
No, users, like, everyone. Everyone puts.
I was going to suggest what we would do, well, how we would rate at the end.
Okay, you can do that, but just that. So, here we go. Scroll down, scroll down.
Scrolly, 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 scrolly.
Yeah, here. Bruce Banner, I don't think we should be focusing on Loki. That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. You can smell the crazy off him. Thor, have a care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard, and he is my brother. He just killed 80 people in 3 days. And then I like
8's not that significant.
Okay.
An Asgardian.
And then I love the part when Thor goes, he's adopted. Because it's true, and it's, you know, it's funny.
I like the bit where Captain America goes, I got that reference.
Oh, yeah, with the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. And he goes, something like Toto, and he goes,
I am sorry.
And then
with flying monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes, I get that reference.
I just say that.
And a bit with Tony Stark where he goes, he's playing what's it called? He thought we wouldn't notice.
He's playing
it's like Pac-Man. It's like Space Invaders. It's a cheap version of that. But, so then the Hulk punches Thor as a joke. And then basically there's one part where the Hulk gets thrown onto the Stark Tower where Loki is.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I just like, it's a great bit because of, you know, the bit before where Loki goes, I'm a god, you dull creature, you know, you cannot hurt me. And then the Hulk just grabs him and then smashes the hell out of him in like a rag doll.
Mm.
And that probably was the biggest laugh in the the theatre, would you say? Because this film is really funny.
It is good.
No, mate, as in funny. It's good, it's really good, but I'm just saying it's funny as well.
Yeah.
And then, so basically, you know, you see Thor and Loki fight, you see, who else you see? You see Iron Man and Loki fight slightly, you see Hulk and Loki fight, you see, you've already seen Cap fight Loki, but you know, everyone gets the sort of...
Everyone gets their fair share of action.
Yeah, and I've got a little article about that inside. But, yeah, so basically the Nick Fury tells them that this sort of higher authority over the Avengers is going to set off a sort of like nuke in Manhattan, which I didn't like because that straight away I just thought Alien vs Predator Requiem, because remember they bombed the town and stuff like that.
Are they going to do a third one of that?
There was talks of that, but I'm not sure if they are because it's been years.
Human Centipede 2 thing they could probably do.
Yeah, well, they might do. But probably not for a while. But anyway, so the sort of it starts to, you know, come this new or whatever it is, sort of thing. But basically Iron Man knows that, you know, they've got to stop it. And basically they find out by Selleck becomes like normal again. And they find out that he put in a little loophole to stop the portal. Okay,
yeah.
And basically they've got to use Loki's staff to do it. And then basically
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, I didn't get why was he doing
this? I've been conscious for 20 minutes. I couldn't get down there and pick it up and do it myself.
So Iron Man he grabs the sort of bomb and starts pushing it up. And basically, he starts pushing it towards the portal and he calls Pepper Potts, but she didn't answer. And then he flies it through the portal. And I actually thought he might get trapped there, because I know there's going to be an Iron Man 3, so I knew he wasn't going to die. But they could have, you know, set him off from in the portal or something. But anyway, so what happens is he flies the bomb through the portal and becomes unconscious. And they hold it off.
He doesn't become unconscious.
Yeah, he does. He does. That's why he goes...
Do that fish.
That's why he does that. Because he blacks out because there's no oxygen.
Okay.
So, basically he becomes unconscious and starts falling backwards towards the portal. And they're about to close it. And surprise, surprise. He just makes it. But what I didn't like is the ending sort of... It was sort of like, It was, everything's been great up to there, but I thought it reminded me too much of The Phantom Menace, because, the control ship must be destroyed, look! Because remember, as soon as they blow up the ship on the other side of the portal, which was about to come through, the main ship, all the aliens die.
Mm.
They all sort of fall down in the whales.
And they all fall down.
It's exactly the same as Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
The control ship, that's why I said the control ship has been destroyed, look!
I don't understand the reference.
So that's why, you know, that I thought it was good, but it was just sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
There's sort of the ending.
Didn't really explain it.
Well, not that it didn't explain it, thought...
Yeah, I don't understand.
As a way to end it.
Biomechanical...
No, I wasn't really fussed about that.
I am.
Because I thought, I was a bit worried when I found out it was aliens, but I like that they didn't explain it too much, because there's a bit of mystery in the fact that, okay, you know, it might... The way that they might have to explain it to make it all sense... Might be a bit silly. Well, they might do, because we'll talk about that in a sec. So, basically they get. I like the shot where Loki like sort of wakes up from after the Hulk smashing him, and then all the Avengers are there like striking a pose.
Strike a pose.
And basically, Thor gets the cube, and they use that to send Loki and him back to Asgard. The portal has been closed, Captain America goes away, so does the Hulk, and then you see Nick Fury say, they'll
be back if we want them.
Yeah, basically. Everyone goes on the way, and then it sort of ends with Tony and Pepper building the new Stark Tower after it's basically been destroyed with the A. But I thought the ending was, I thought it was good. It was just sort of the fact that it was, I just straight away thought of Star Wars. Yeah, and it was sort of like, yeah, it sort of did stop. But I thought, you know, if I had to rate it out of 10, I would say 10 because of the fact that I really appreciate how they spent the time to sort of set up it.
Six different films.
Yeah, they've set what, Iron Man 2, Incredible Hulk, 4, Captain America. Yeah, so 5 films to set up 1. 4, Captain America, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 1 and 2. There's no Black Widow movie or... Captain America, 4, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I lost my count.
You're thinking of the original Hulk, that doesn't
count. No, Hulk, Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, 4, Captain America.
Yeah. So 5 movies.
Maybe.
Well, they've spent 5 movies to sell per se. And I thought that it was good how they've sort of intertwined, you know, the important things about the cube and stuff. And I'd give it 10 out of 10. And, you know, like we said, it's past the 200 million mark on opening weekend, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what they've sort of said is that they are going to try and do a second one. But what they're going to do is, like they've done with the first one, is set it all up again. Like,
I think they should, because that gives them more time to work on it. Because I wouldn't.
Yeah. Plus the fact, like they can do. Wimpy. Yeah. Plus they can interchange, like they've done with these, like different plot points, like with the cube and stuff like that. But maybe. So what do you think about what were you saying about the ratings? You said I had a way to rate it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Really annoys when you do that. With girls, you go, meh, meh.
So you give it a 10?
Yeah, I'd give it a 10 out of 10. Like I said, I'd see it again, and I already have seen it again. Here we go. It's the first film to gross $200 million in its first 3 days in the USA. That's what it was.
That's just in America.
Yeah, that's just in America.
What about in Germany?
I don't know.
60 million.
Yeah, there was a Stan Lee cameo at the end.
Yeah.
Superheroes in New York. I'm crazy. It's funny because he created most of them.
He thought of them.
Yeah. So.
You should give him a shield.
there was a thing that I saw. I'm trying to find it, where it broke down each of the superheroes. You know, like
screen time.
Yeah. I'm sure I've saved it. Let me just try and find it. Well, I'll get these few things up. And then there was an end scene where basically.
I'm only kidding, of course.
So.
Tell the one person who's listening.
Hi, Simon. So basically, if at the end scene you see what's known as let me just try and find it for you.
Didn't say begin with the Z.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the proper
Zebedee. Zog.
Well, first, actually, I'll talk about the the runtime. So, so who do you think out of Yeah, I'm just trying to find it. There's a little thing somewhere on here.
I think it was Black Widow.
I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Who are the Avengers? Who is the villain? Who is this same beer universe? What chronologically? Continuity points? Why does Tony start? Significance law?
Oh, your question's on.
Tesseract. Oh, right. Well, here's the other one. So, in the end credits, you see Thanos, it's called, the Mad Titan, and apparently. He's a worshipper of death, personified as a beautiful woman, which...
Well, that's the woman we saw.
Yeah, that's how I shot that, which is why he is smiling at the phrase, caught death, possibly villain in the next Avengers. the film. And underneath there's a question on IMDb which says, will there be an Avengers 2? Yes, Marvel certainly recently announced that with the success of the Avengers, they will be doing a sequel. The sequel will follow Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Captain America 2. Director Joss Whedon says he would like
to... That sounds like an interesting film, Director Joss Whedon.
No, Director Joss Whedon says he would like to make the next one smaller, more personal and painful. So, well, I think someone may die in it. That's why I think. Well,
Captain America.
No, I don't think, like, one of the main ones.
Or... And Captain America dies.
Is that your prediction? Or...
Yes.
Is that your prediction? Or...
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to find this breakdown of times. So it was really interesting. Because he found out how much well, first, there's this article, actually, I'll read. Who is the best paid Avenger? So,
not Iron Man!
Yeah, right. Not all the Avengers are equal according to their pay packets, anyway. Sources have revealed to Trademark, The Hollywood Reporter, that Robert Downey Jr. was paid a star, was the top paid star in the Avengers Assembly, but it's a shock by how much. The Iron Man star picked up, how much do you think he put in UK million?
Pounds.
Yeah.
Sterling.
In pounds. 31 million for one movie. So.
You could buy a couple of crisps for that.
So it says the Iron Man star picks up $50 million, that's 31 million UK pounds, once bonuses and his share of the profits are toted, and this will rise as the film makes more cash. The rest
it's probably gonna make maybe 40-50 million out of it.
The rest of the cast picked up just a fraction of this though. Reportedly, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye, Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, and Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk, will earn between $2 million and $3 million. That's 1.25 to
1.9.
Compared to, you know, 35. Samuel L. Jackson and Scarlett Johansson fare slightly better, because they'll get probably 2.5 million and 3.8 compared to 31 million. So what is the reason for this? According to THR, after the successes of Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.'s Kenny reps negotiated a deal that will take a percentage of Marvel profits for any film which he plays the metal-suited hero.
Ooh.
The exact figure is debated, and neither Marvel nor the stars reps have commented, but when a film rakes in over $1 billion in a few weeks, a percentage is a cause for celebration.
$1 billion?
Yeah, it says, but when a film ranks in over $1 billion in a few weeks, any percentage is a cause for celebration. So basically saying if it makes over $1 billion, it's going to be celebrating for one.
How can we be in a recession when there's money like this being thrown around?
Thrown around?
Yeah. You had it!
Oh, I'm really trying to find this thing.
Can you remember?
No.
Oh, okay.
We'll make it.
Iron Man got... It was basically Iron Man 3.
Okay, I'll pause it. Anyway, I can't find it. So, yeah, so... Not really much else to talk about. Do you think of anything more?
I don't know. Politics!
No, not the other one. Recently we watched Fight Club.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant movie, that.
That's a good thing.
But you can't... See, like, you know, like when I was explaining to you the plot before you saw it? You can't really explain the plot without giving away the main narrative to see.
Spoilers.
No, don't, Ali, honestly, because, like...
It's all a dream.
No, because...
It's all a dream.
It's not a dream, but...
Yeah.
No, because that's what I mean, like, with that film, it's really cruel to spoil the twist in that, because then the film doesn't work, then. Because that's part of the fun of watching it for the first time, like...
That's why I don't really like seeing films more than once, really.
No, because that's the beauty of Fight Club.
It's best seen when you've never seen it before.
But that's a shame.
It'd be good if you could forget that you've seen it and see it again.
Peter Jackson said that once. He said, I'd love to be able to make myself forget that I made the Lord of the Rings, watch it and see how I feel.
Oh, I bet this film makes so much money.
No, but, no, because, like, I think Fight Club's amazing on a second viewing because then you see it in a totally different light.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really explain it, because, like, if I had to explain it now, I'd say, oh, it's about a character played by Ed Norton who meets a guy played by Brad Pitt and...
Called Tyler Durden.
Yeah, and they both start off an underground boxing club, and it's about masculinity and consumerism, and they both sort of have a thing, have a relationship sort of with this girl named Marla Singer. And then they start up this sort of group called Project Mayhem after Fight, which, you know, morph from Fight
which
Club.
Which Ed Norton doesn't know anything about, really.
Yeah, and then, you know, but you can't really say the ending.
Because Tyler's keeping him in the dark.
Yeah, but you can't really say the thing without spoiling it. And, you know, apparently the woman who played Betty out of the Flintstones, I think it was Betty, is that?
Yeah.
Apparently the girl who plays her, I think, she had a talk show or something. Apparently she on air said, oh, I saw it, it was terrible, and then just spoiled the whole film. And it's not terrible, I think that. I honestly should say now, it's my favourite film. Even, you know, I love Jaws, and that's probably... If I had to say, this... Probably my favourite film is Jaws, but this is my favourite film at this time, if I had to say. And probably my second favourite of all time, if I had to say, you know.
If you could have five films...
What
are your five best films?
Five best films, I'd say Jaws, Fight Club, I would say...
But these are the only five films you could ever watch.
I was actually thinking about this, but with one film... I'd say Fight Club, Jaws...
I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of Mickey Mouse.
No.
Mouse Club Adventures.
Probably, does a series count, or can it only be one in that series?
We'll keep it to films.
So, what?
What do you mean by series?
So say, like, if it's like a trilogy, could you...
You only have to choose one.
You only have to choose one, you can't count the whole
trilogy. You can count the whole three, but that takes up three of the
five. Oh, right, so you can't count a trilogy as one.
Yeah.
So
you can't say Lord of the Rings, or Spider-Man.
That ending... Right, no, the ending of that was on the other day, Spider-Man. It was from where the part where, which is out of a comic, where Gwen Stacy's being held captive by the Green Goblin and is holding the cable car, but in the film it's changed to Mary Jane.
Mm, I was just about to say that.
And, God, the acting of that is terrible. Mm-hmm. He's like, even like, after James Croker goes, they finally be killed. And then like Mary Jane's like, I said when I was hanging you, thought of you, Pete. And she's like doing all that. And as soon as she puts the glove on his face, I think of a superhero movie. You know, when she puts the glove on his face and then she takes her hands and the glove sticks to his face. And then he's like, we can't be together.
I don't like how quiet and sort of timid he is. He's like,
And then he says something like, just like, and plus the fact
that
like,
Spider-Man.
No, but what really annoys me is like, she's like, oh, I want you, and then he's like, who cares? And then he walks off in slow motion, and then she kisses him, and then she goes,
what the fuck?
And then she goes like that because she recognizes the kiss from when she kissed Spider-Man, and no, because she goes like that. But straight away, the second one, she's not like, are you Spider-Man? It takes to the end of the one when she sees
him. And then the phone call goes, baby, I'm Spider-Man.
Baby, I'm going to web in your hair. So, I'd probably say, actually, I'd say, Fight Club, Jaws, Life is Beautiful, which is an Italian film, which is a really beautiful film. I'd probably say, I might say even City of God,
mm-hmm.
which that's a visually stunning film. And I'd probably say Kevin Smith one, so I'd probably say either Red State, James Hart, Bob O'Clerk, it's one of them. How about you?
I would have.
Are you giving up?
You're giving up on life.
Spider-Man.
No.
Batman.
No. Monty Python's Life of Brian. Monty Python.
Oh, scratch City of God. Superman.
Scratch it, me! Too late, it's laminated.
Go
on. Monty Python, Life of Brian. Monty Python, The Holy Grail.
Monty Python.
Monty Python.
Remnants 2.
Yeah! Why not?
And it's not even the first one.
Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
So go on, you want...
The two Monty Pythons that I've just said.
Yeah. Spade me.
Princess Bride.
Don't.
Princess Bride.
Princess what?
Princess Bride is a film that I like. It's good.
Heard
it has Andre the Giant in it, the wrestler. Good film.
Go on.
I am. Go on!
Oh, damn, I should have said Rocky as well. Scratch Superman, no. Rocky. Come on, so you want two Monty Pythons, this wrestler film.
No, it's not a wrestler film.
It's got wrestler in it.
Yeah, it's not a wrestler film, it's not a wrestler film.
You're really obscure, like Howard the Duck.
4 years of who?
Mr. McGee's Wondering Emporium or whatever. Mr. Magorium's Wondering Emporium or whatever. Shortly in the chocolate factory, the bad one.
Rich will know both pretty bad.
Well, I went there. Really went there. Stack is plumbing it, and that's what they were. Come on. Two Monty Pythons, the film with the wrestler in, and two Molly Bill.
The Mummy.
Really?
I like that film.
The one with Brendan Hill in.
Yeah. That one, I like that film.
Really? I wouldn't guess that. Because I remember saying that Star Peter is real, they really do that. And you're like, no!
I don't think they will.
So go on.
I
wouldn't have guessed that, really. I would have guessed Monty Python, but not that.
It's a 12.
I love Buster Brother 18. Fucking hell, you take more time than me, I'm the movie buff. Go on. Grease 2. So that, actually, there are some good parts in Grease 2. Song 1. He's a cool rider. He's good at
they should have had that Grease Rider.
Works actually, because there's a line where it says he can bear me through. And there's that bowling alley song. We're gonna score tonight. We're gonna score tonight. We're gonna bowl. We're gonna rap. We're gonna roll. We're gonna score. There was that one where, you know, BTH when they sang. I'll be your girl for all seasons. No. That's what Grease 2. Where they go, I'll be your girl for all seasons.
I'm just going to compliment you on the singing. I'm just going to go to your cupboard. You've got every film ever made in there. So I'll see one. And I go, that one.
I'm surprised you haven't gone Spider-Man, to be honest.
Anything that I want to really watch again and again and again.
What about Alien? I thought you might recommend that, actually.
No.
I remember
Alien vs. Predator.
No, when I showed you Aliens at your house.
Yeah, I told you to turn it off.
Yeah, you had to turn it off.
Alien vs. Predator.
No, it wasn't that.
It was
Aliens.
It wasn't.
It was either that or.
Because you went. No, I guess that's it. We went.
Yeah. God, remember you. Hey, when was that? You were like 14 as well.
It wasn't. Or 16.
I was like, no, wait. You were like, no.
I'm very imaginative brain. I wouldn't be able to pray for that. I think Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Oh, I might actually get rid of the mummy and put another one in.
Well, you've got two choices, so
you've got Dumb and Dumber 1.
You've got two models, two pythons, Dumb and Dumber, that wrestling film. Oh, and the mummy, so. Wait, two wrestling. Mummy, Dumb and Dumber. Wait, you've got the two Mighty Pythons, the wrestling film, the mummy.
It's not a wrestling film.
And Dumb and Dumber, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, what? You get rid of the.
I think I get rid of.
The mummy.
Yeah.
Then what?
And what would I put in it? Oh, you have Four Lines as well.
No, I'm borrowing it, I've not seen it. Still haven't watched it.
It's a good film. It's quite sad, actually.
Okay.
My mum can't
watch
it.
Don't spoil it for me.
Oh, I'm not.
Go on.
X-Men
2.
Yeah!
So much time!
What else?
You know, we are sort of going to do something like
this. Are we?
Well, I'm saying we are.
Yeah.
That's why I said bring some money. Trying to show how
I can even sit myself off.
I licked the tip box.
Out after sex!
Come on, man.
Flipper!
Alright then,
no,
flipper.
No! It's not a set in stone!
Oh, fucking hell, man.
Oh, what could it be?
And there was this one time.
Rebecca.
There's like a food in my person.
My buttocks!
Come on. I thought you would have said Shaun of the Dead, maybe.
No.
Or one zombie one.
No. No. No.
Come on, man. Say
I'm thinking.
I'll try to remember. Some random films then. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider,
No.
Hopefully
they're not random, they're following a theme now of Marvel.
No, two Marvel ones, sorry.
Just fine.
Oh, sorry.
Three. God, what am I going to say? Oh, Fight Club.
Thank God, I thought you were going to say that at some point. I
forgot about that.
There we go, there's the five. Right, so,
bye!
Well, yeah, we're not really open to say that. So, thanks for listening. We'll be back
in 3 weeks.
Will you be recording on this week?
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we'll be hopefully back the next week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Post a comment if you want.
No, optimism.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.